All right, this is a setting the bar story.
Mm-hmm. Examples of what not to do, situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a vacuum containing thousands of hornets, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's karma, isn't it?
It is a
bit. It's karma.
Yeah, someone in Philadelphia stole a shop vac, right?
Oh, okay.
From the bed of a pickup truck.
Yeah, what like, I need one of those.
Yeah, the real story is what was inside the shop vac because there were hundreds of angry hornets.
They're mad.
Happened to belong to a guy named Don who owns a pest control business.
Oh, okay.
And he had just gotten done with a gig.
It's a tool of the trade.
Yeah, where he removed a hornet's nest from someone's property and use the shop vac to suck a bunch of them up.
Oh, good note, though. If you have a shop vac and you have hornets, there you go. Use that.
And he had this to say.
Whoever it was that grabbed this grabbed a shop vac that was filled with several hundred hornets, and not just the workers, they had a preponderance of queens. I've joked for years that, you know, I don't need to lock my vehicle, and the bees and wasps afford a certain degree of a bit of a safety net. Yeah, this is one where of all the vacuums in all the trucks that they could have grabbed, I think they grabbed the wrong one.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
They're going to find that out probably pretty quickly.
Yeah, he said the hornets were probably extra angry after being moved and disturbed and jostled, and it wasn't just a normal nest. It happened to have a bunch of queens in it as well.
No
word yet on if it's been opened or who had it, but he hasn't returned it. He hasn't gotten it returned yet.
I'm sure the thief had to discover,
there's a noise.
He's making some noise in
there. Well, I wonder what's in there. Let's open it up.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, if you can think of the worst possible thing to steal,
that's up there.
This is probably up there.
That's up there.
Yeah, so, again, setting the bar.
Lesson learned, though, for him, probably.
Probably. Let's hope.
Maybe.
Let's hope. That's your Set of the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.